The Homewood Brushton YMCA recently cut the ribbon on a new youth center. As part of our Remake Learning series, 90.5 WESA's Marcus Charleston reports the facility brings 21st century technology and tools to an area and students who need them.
Students, families, and members of the community are milling about the Homewood Brushton YMCA. They're celebrating the opening of the Creative Youth Center.
The Homewood Y has always been, I believe, an anchor in the community. And so by having this renovation and doing the work that we're doing now, this just adds to it.
That's Kevin Boulding. He's the president of the YMCA of Greater Pittsburgh. The Creative Youth Center offers a range of youth programs. They include robotics, video game creation, and an after-school STEAM program, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math for K through 6 students. An after-school enrichment program for high schoolers called the Lighthouse Project is also part of the program. It was originally housed at Westinghouse High School, but moving it to the center enables more students to participate. Youth Development Director James Brown believes the new facility will provide learning opportunities students can use in and out of the classroom.
The goal of the Creative Youth Center is to provide young people access to technology and to give young people a voice about the ideas and issues that are important to them in this community.
This technology can be found in the center's music studio, commercial kitchen, and high-tech classroom. Another important goal of this facility is reinforcing lessons learned in the classroom. Kevin Boulding views partnering with schools as an important part of the learning process.
You know, I think it's hard for any school to have every type of thing that they can have in their school to keep kids excited. So with this center, we definitely want to be a partner with schools so that they can be able to come here, see what we have, get their kids actively engaged, whether you're in the city, whether you're outside of the city.
Sean Means teaches U.S. and African American history at Westinghouse High School. He finds student participation in programs such as the Lighthouse Project improves schoolwork.
What I've found in my own classroom is those students that are in Lighthouse, they have a longer attention span than they did before they actually went into it. They're also able to actually use more creativity in their writing. We can have longer discussions about thought-provoking topics that we wouldn't have been able to before.
As a teacher, he also benefits.
I can see the creative space that they've used, and I've kind of used some of that, kind of lay out my classroom so it's actually welcoming to students, because one of the things you want is you want students to enjoy where they're actually going to learn, because they're going to be there so many hours of their life.
Tatiana Stewart has been part of the Lighthouse Project for 6 years. Now, as she prepares for college, she says programs like those found at the Creative Youth Center help.
I've been to 3 high schools, so they help because every school they were teaching different things. So I was learning different things, and it was difficult learning going from a low-class high school to a high-class high school to a middle-class high school. So it's just like they definitely helped as far as schoolwork.
The Creative Youth Center marks the first phase of a comprehensive renovation project of the Homewood Y. It was funded by a grant from the Heinz Endowments. When will future phases get underway? Kevin Boulding.
That's the magic question. So I think with that one, it depends a lot on the continued success of phase one. It depends a lot on the ability to bring in other partners and other funders for phase two.
Phases 2 and 3 will include design labs for the visual arts, a makerspace for STEM projects, and a 75-seat black box theater. I'm Marcus Charleston, 90.5 WESA News.